إيه هي علوم الدين؟ by Imam Ghazali, Volume 2, Chapter 7, Rules of Living in Seclusion. There are differences of opinion regarding living in seclusion and living in society amongst the people. Those who supported living in seclusion are the following sages: Sufyan Sa'uri, Ibrahim bin Adham, Dawud Ta'i, Fuzail bin Iyas, Suleiman Khawas, Yusuf bin Asbats, Huzaifa, Marashi, Hashar Hafi, and others. Majority of the Tabi'ins, that is the successors of the companions of the Prophet, are supporters of living in society for the reason of doing good to others, establishing brotherhood, love, friendship amongst the believers, and helping mutually for the sake of the religion better than seclusion. The following are its supporters: Sayyid bin Musayyib, Shubi, Ibn Abu Layla, Hashim bin Urwa, Ibn Shamra, Sharq bin Abdullah, Ibn Ayna, Ibn Mubarak, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, and others. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, "Loneliness is like worship." Fuzail said, "I am satisfied with God as an object of love, with the Quran as the companion, and with death as my admonisher." Abu Dawud and Tha'i said to Abu Rabi, "Fast from the temptations of the world and break it in the next world. Flee from society as you flee from a tiger." Hasan Basri said, "I have remembered from the Taurat, you will be free from depending on men if you are satisfied with little. You will be on men if you are satisfied with little. You will be safe if you keep distant from society. You will get the pleasures of freedom if you give up sexual passion. Manliness will come out if you give up hatred. And you will get everlasting happiness if you refrain from greed." Wahab bin Ward said, "I have heard that wisdom has got 10 parts, 9 of which are loneliness." Yusuf bin Musaylam said, "I used to mix in society but did not hold any talk with the people." Sufyan Sa'uri said, "The present time is a time of loneliness and staying in a corner of the house." Ibrahim Nakhi said, "Acquire learning and adopt loneliness." Rabi bin Qasayna said that Imam Malik used to be present at the funeral prayer, nurse the patients and pay the rites of friends. He at last gradually gave up everything. Sayyid bin Abi Waqqas and Sa'id bin Zayd used to live at Aqiq near Medina. They did not come to Medina for Jummah or any other things and died at Aqiq. Sufyan Sa'uri said, "Loneliness has become lawful now." Hashar bin Abdullah said, "Be acquainted little with the people, as you don't know what will happen on the day of judgment. If you are disgraced, few people will know." A certain ruler asked Hatim Asim, "Have you got any requirements?" He said, "Yes." The ruler asked, "What is it?" He said, "Don't meet me and I shall not meet you, and don't get acquainted with me." A certain man asked Sahal Tastari, "I love to keep you company." He said, "When one of us dies, with whom will he keep company?" He said, "With God." He said, "Then it is better at present to keep company with God." Fuzail said, "The more a man is acquainted with the people, the less is his wisdom." Hazrat Abu Abbas said, "Your assembly within your house is the best assembly. You will not find anybody there and nobody will find you. These are the things of those who love loneliness." Those who support living in society have got the following proof. God says, "Don't be like those who deferred and became separate." God says, "Then he united their hearts." These verses speak of unity on the ground of love and speak of differences regarding the Book of God. The second proof is that the saying of the Prophet, "A believer loves an object of love, and there is no good in one who does not love and or got love." In this hadith, condemnation of bad conduct is seen as it is a hindrance to love. There is another hadith, "He who separates from the united body when even half a span, shifts off the tie of Islam from its neck." He said, "He who keeps separate from the united body dies the death of the days of ignorance." These are weak proofs of mixing in society. These speak of allegiance to one imam or ruler, and there is no mention of loneliness in these. The fourth proof cited is that the Prophet prohibited absence of meetings with the brother Muslim for more than 3 days. This proof is also weak as contemplates previous quarrel. The fifth proof cited is that the Prophet said, "Patience of one of you in a dangerous place of Islam is better than his worship of 40 years in a lonely place." This speaks of the time when Islam was in danger. At another time, when a certain companion liked a lonely place where there was a current of water, the Prophet said, "Don't do it, because the rank of one of you in the way of God is better than his divine service for 60 years. Don't you love that God should forgive you and you should enter paradise? Make jihad in the way of God as one fights in the way of God, even for a short time, God will admit him in paradise." Another proof is this hadith. The Prophet said, "The devil in men is like a tiger amongst a flock of sheep. The tiger attacks near and distant ones. Take care of hillocks and keep attached to the united body, the mosques and ordinary people." This means that loneliness is prohibited before the perfection of learning. The merits and demerits of secluded living. That seclusion is good or bad depends upon the circumstances of each man. It is good for some people and bad for some people. The benefits of seclusion are as follows. The benefits are either worldly or religious. Benefits that are derived from seclusion are engagement in divine service, getting leisure for meditation, or religious thoughts and relief from prohibited sins, such as riya or show, backbiting, bad company with the sinners and transgressors. The benefits of this world are that one can do his worldly matters with a peaceful mind. So there are six benefits of seclusion. Number one, one can get sufficient leisure for divine service and deep contemplation of God's glory. The greater ponder over divine matters is over the wonderful creations of God and of God's sovereignty and power. In a society that benefit cannot be availed of, a certain wise man said, "It is not possible for anyone to take loneliness unless he holds firmly to the Quran of God. Those who hold it firmly can enjoy the comforts of material and spiritual world. Those who remember God live in God's remembrance and die in God's remembrance and meet with God in God's remembrance." For this reason, the Prophet used to be immersed in deep meditation in the cave of Hira in the early stages. For this reason, though he lived in society, his mind was always concentrated in the thoughts of God. Junaid Baghdadi said, "For the last 30 years, I am holding secret talks with God, but people think that I am speaking with them." A certain sage was asked, "How can you keep patience in loneliness?" He said, "I am not alone. God is my companion. When I wish I should speak with him secretly, I pray Salah." A certain sage was asked, "What benefit have you derived from renunciation of this world?" He said, "God's love." Hasan al-Basri asked a sage, "What thing prevents you from mixing in society?" The man said, "No time passes in which I am not in gifts or commit no sin. I remain busy for the gifts to express gratefulness to God, and I seek forgiveness to God for the commission of my sins." Junoon Misri said, "The joy and taste of a believer lies in his invocation to his Lord." A certain wise man said, "Love for the people is a sign of bankruptcy in religion." Love for the people is a sign of bankruptcy in religion. The second benefit, a man can get relief from the sins to be committed by living in a society by adopting loneliness. These signs are of four kinds. Number one, to make backbiting and to hear backbiting. Number two, to refrain from good deeds and from prohibiting bad deeds. Number three, to work for the show of people. Number four has got two parts. To entertain bad conduct and evil deeds, except the truthful, nobody can be safe from backbiting. Enjoining good deeds and prohibiting evil deeds is the basic principle of the religion and is compulsory. Abu Bakr said at the time of khutbah, "O people, you need this verse of God. O those who you believe, take care of yourselves. When you find guidance, the misguided people cannot misguide you. But you do not use it in appropriate place. I have heard from the prophet, if a man does not remove an evil deed of a man after seeing it, God sends punishment for this deed on all. The prophet said, God will take account of a servant, even he will ask also, when you saw an evil deed being done, why did you not prevent it? When God will show proof to his servant, he will say, O Lord, I feared men and I hoped for your pardon. Number 3. Riya. Show is a disease and to remove it is very difficult on part of religious and pious men. Good feelings are required to be maintained in a society for which one feels inclined to make a show of his character and conduct. The prophet said, the worst man is the one who has got two faces. He comes with one face to one people and with another face to another people. A certain wise man said, if God loves a man, he wishes that his fame does not spread. Hazrat Taus went once to Khalif Hashim and said, O Hashim, how are you? He became displeased with him and said, why have you not addressed me as commander of the faithful? Hazrat Taus said, the Muslims are unanimously against you. I fear that if I address you, I may be a liar. There is no fear for such a man to mix in society. The people once asked Jesus Christ, how are you? He said, I don't get into my possession what I hope, and I have got no power to remove what I fear. I am busy with my affairs. All deeds are in the hands of another. There is nobody more in want than myself. A man asked Abu Darda, how are you? He said, I am well, provided I am released from hell. Wais Karni was once asked, how are you? He replied, how is the man who does not know whether he will live up to the next morning, even evening comes to him. And when the dawn comes to him, he does not know whether he will live up to the evening. Number 4. Stealing of conduct. You steal in your conduct what you see in the conduct of others. In other words, you follow their conduct. This is the secret disease from which even the wise men are not free, not to speak of the heedless people. If one sees major sins being committed constantly around him, he takes them as of little consequence. For this reason, if you always look to the gifts of the rich, you will consider your own gifts as little. For this reason, should you take the assemblies of the poor and the destitute, for this reason, you should look to the conduct and character of religious people and not of those irreligious people and commit sins and transgressions. The Prophet said, mercy descends at the time of discussion of the pious people. To be able to reach paradise and to have sight of God means mercy. It means that the beginning of mercy is good deeds, and the beginning of good deeds is desire, and the beginning of desire is discussion of the character of pious and religious men. Curse means to remain distant from God. The sins are the root of being distant from God. The cause of the curse is to go away from the remembrance of God and to be busy with worldly comforts. When such is the effect of discussion of the lives of the religious and the sinners, how is the condition when the religious and sinners are met with? The Prophet said, a bad friend for you is like a hammer of a blacksmith. If the spark of the fire of heated iron does not even touch you, its vapors touch you, you just as its vapors touches you, even when you do not know. The Prophet said, a good companion is like a seller of perfume. If he does not give you perfume, you get its fragrance. For this reason, it is unlawful for a man to disclose the faults of a learned man for two reasons. The first reason is that it will be backbiting, and the second reason is that people will dare to commit the sins of the learned man when they see him committing them always. This is the machination of the devil. God says, with regards to those who oppose the devil, they hear the words and follow what is good. The Prophet gave examples of bad people. He said, a man who hears the words of wisdom and does not act but what is evil is like a person who says to a shepherd, give me a stout and a strong sheep from your flock. He then says, choose the best one from your flock. Then he takes a dog by its ear from the flock. The one who searches the faults of a leader is the same, seeing his bad deeds constantly, his abhorrence and hate for evil drops in his heart. The third benefit of loneliness is to get relief from quarrels and disputes and to save oneself from useless talks. The prophet said, when you see the people breaking their promises and trusts, and when they become such, he thrusts the fingers of one hand into the fingers of another, they will remain busy with quarrels and disputes. A man asked, what will we do then? He said, keep attached to your own houses, keep your tongue under your control, and accept what you know and give up what you do not know. Be busy with your own affairs and give up the affairs of the people. The prophet said, the wealth of a Muslim in the near future will be goats and sheep. He will roam in the caves of hillocks and places of water. He will shift from one place to another with his religion, protecting it from calamities. The prophet said, in the near future, such a time will come upon man when it will be difficult to save his religion. To save religion, he will flee away like a jacket from one cave to another and from one hillock to another. He was asked, O prophet of God, when will it occur? He said, when you will not be able to earn livelihood without sin. When time will come, one will be ruined at the hands of his parents. He will have no parents at the hands of his wife and children, and in their absence, he will be ruined at the hands of his relatives. He was asked, O prophet of God, how will that come to pass? He said, they will abuse him for his insolvent condition, meaning he has no money. His parents will ask what is beyond his capacity of their son. As a result, he will come to a position of ruin. The sage Sufyan Thawri said, now seclusion has become lawful. Hazrat Sa'd did not join the party of Muawiyah or the party of Ali at the time when there was fighting for the caliphate. It was narrated that when Hussein ibn Ali was proceeding towards Iraq, Abdullah ibn Umar prevented him to proceed there, but he refused on the ground that he had with him letters of allegiance of the Iraqi people. Ibn Umar then recited a hadith of the Prophet. Jibreel once came to the Holy Prophet and asked him to choose either of the two, this world or the next world, and the Prophet chose the next world. You are a piece of flesh of the Holy Prophet. By God, none of you will be a ruler of this material world which has been kept separate from you. In spite of this advice, Hazrat Hussein refused to turn back. He started with 10,000 men, but there were no more than 40 people at the time of the Battle of Karbala. Hazrat Tau kept attached to his own house. Being asked the reason, he said, the dangers and calamities of this age and the oppression of the leaders compelled me to remain within my house. Hazrat Urwa erected a house at Aqiq for living and gave up coming to the mosque of the Prophet. Being asked the reason, he said, on seeing the mosque of the Prophet as the place of sports and jokes, your bazaars are the place of useless talks and your lanes are the place of obscene deeds, I have chosen to stay within my house wherein there is peace. The fourth benefit, one can save oneself from the harms of the people in place of secluded living. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, loneliness is better than a bad companion. Hazrat Samad said, one of your friends said, men were like machines with which they treated diseases. Men have turned now into a disease of which there is no cure. Flee away from them as you flee away from a tiger. Hazrat Hassan al-Basri said, Sabit Bunani was the friend of God. When I intended to go on pilgrimage, he wished to accompany me. I said, if we live together, there may be such conduct between us which may lead us to hatred. Another benefit of loneliness is mentioned here. It is to keep secrecy in religion, manliness, character, conduct, poverty, and to remain in internal conditions. God praised such a man. The illiterate man thinks that they are rich owing to their abstinence from begging. Hazrat Abu Darda said, man was before a leaf as it were with a thorn, but at present he is a thorn without a leaf. This was the end of the first century. Is the condition the same now? Hazrat Sufyan bin Aynish said, Hazrat Sufyan Sa'uri in his lifetime and after his death in dream said to me, make little acquaintance with the people as it is difficult to save oneself from these people. This thought occurs in my mind that the sins I have earned are due to my mixing in society. A man was asked, why have you abandoned society? He said, I feared that my religion would be robbed in my absence. Abu Darda said, fear God and fear society, because when they ride on a camel, they would cause wound to it. They whip a horse when they ride on it. They cause harm to the mind of an unbeliever. A certain wise man said, make little acquaintance with the people. Your religion and mind will be safe and your duties will be less. The more you acquaintance with the people, the more are your duties. The fifth benefit is the hope of the people from you, and your hopes of the people will vanish in case of secluded living, as it is impossible to please all the people. So it is better to remain busy in purifying one's own character and conduct. Imam Shafi said, to do benefit to the sinners is the root of every opposition. If one does not see the fineries of the world from the start, greed does not grow inside his heart. For this reason, God said, don't prolong your eyes towards what I have provided them of various kinds. The Prophet said, look at those who are below you in respect to wealth, and don't look at those who are superior to you in respect to wealth. Otherwise, you will consider the gifts of God as one as insignificant. Hazrat Aun bin Abdullah said, I was the first in the company of the rich. I saw their dresses better than my dresses, their conveyance better than mine. Then I kept company with the poor and I got peace of mind. The sixth benefit, if the idle and the fools take to loneliness, they get security from foolishness and heinous character. To meet with an idle man is like loss of sight. Hazrat Amish was asked, how have you lost the power of sight? He said, owing to my seeing the idol. Hazrat Abu Hanifa came to Amish and said, the Prophet said, if God robs the sight of two eyes of a man, he gives him better than them in exchange. What things have you gotten in exchange for the loss of your eyesight? Amish said jokingly, God has given me in its exchange the sight of the idol, and you belong to that class. A wise man said, everything has got fever. Fever of the soul comes at the sight of the idol. Imam Shafi said, if I sit by the side of an idle man, the portion of my body which keeps near the idle man casts heaviness on me. The benefits of society. Know, O dear readers, that there are some religious matters which cannot be performed without mixing in society. The benefits which are gained by mixing in society are destroyed by loneliness. The benefits of society are as following. Number one, the first benefit. By mixing in society, one can teach and learn religious learning, which is the best divine service in this world. Education has got greater scope. Some education is compulsory and some is optional. If loneliness is adopted without learning the compulsory education, it will be like committing a sin. If you have got ability to be expert in any branch of education, it will be a cause of harm if you adopt lonely living. For this reason, Ibrahim Nakhi and other sages said, acquire religious learning at first and then take to lonely habitation. If one remains busy in divine service for the whole day without acquiring sufficient knowledge, his mind and body do not remain free from self-conceit and deceit. So education is the root of religion. The second benefit, doing and taking benefit from the people, means to earn money by trading with them. Without mixing in society, this is impossible. If one is bound to earn his livelihood, it is compulsory for him to mix in society. To do benefit means to help the people at the cost of life and property and to remove the wants of the Muslims. The third benefit is to make strenuous efforts and to gain the attribute of patience in the way of salvation. By mixing in society, man can earn the quality of patience at the harms inflicted by men. This leads to hard labor and extreme forbearance. The fourth benefit is to love and get love. Another benefit of mixing a society is that one can love another and one can get love from another. The Prophet said that God is not vexed with you till you become vexed. Loneliness is not without unperturbed and undisturbed peace. The Prophet said, this religion is firm and take it with kindness. Hazrat Ibn Abbas said, had I not feared random thoughts, I would have not mixed with the society. He said, who injures man except man? The Prophet said, man is upon the religion of his friends, so let him look with whom he befriends. The fifth benefit is to get virtues by giving virtues. In a society, a man is required to be present at funeral prayers, the call of the patients, join Eid congregations, etc. The sixth benefit, one can earn the quality of modesty and humility in a society, while it cannot be gained in loneliness, which sometimes creates pride. It is reported that a man of Israel dynasty wrote nearly 360 books on wisdom and thought that he had some rank to God with this. God then revealed to the prophet of that age, tell that man, you have filled up the world with hypocrisy. I will not accept any portion of your hypocrisy. Then he gave up writing books and took refuge in a grave and thought, I have now gained the pleasure of God. God then revealed to the prophet, tell him, you have not gained my pleasure till you mix in society and bear their harms and troubles. Afterwards, he mixed in society. God then revealed to his prophets, tell him, now you have gained my pleasure. Ali bin Abu Talib used to carry daily necessities of his family from the bazaar and say, the perfection of a perfect man is not reduced if he carries anything for his benefit. Abu Huraira, Huzaifa, and Ibn Mas'ud and others used to carry fuel and food on their backs. Abu Huraira was the governor of Medina at that time. He used to say while carrying loads of fuel, give way to your ruler. The Prophet used to carry his own necessary things from the bazaar. Some companion asked him, give me the load to bear. He then said, the owner of the load has got the right to carry it. Hassan, the son of Ali, while passing by the poor, used to sit with them and he used to say to them, and they used to say to Hassan, O descendant of the Messenger of God, take share in our food. Then he used to get down from his conveyance and share with them their meal and said, God does not love the proud. Another reason is that one who remains busy in rendering pleasure of God falls in error, because if he knows God perfectly, he will appreciate that there is no good in the pleasure of the people without the pleasure of God, and all the harms and benefits are in the hands of God. There is no benefactor and destroyer except God. He who incurs the pleasure of men by incurring the displeasure of God, God becomes displeased with him and keeps the people dissatisfied with him. If the object is only to incur the pleasure of the people, it is not fulfilled. God is the object of love and search. Imam Shafi said, there is no such man as has got no friends and foe. When it is such, keep company with the pious. Musa, alayhis salam, invoked God, O God, save me from the tongue of the people. He said, O Musa, I am also not free from this matter, so how can I make you free from their tongue? God revealed to Wazair, I will not enroll you as one of the humbles near me if you do not remain satisfied with the chewed matter in the mouths of the chewers. The seventh benefit is the gaining of experience which is gained by mixing with society. One whose natural intellect is not sufficient to understand the good of this material and spiritual world, loneliness is not good for him. If a boy without experience adopts loneliness, he will be misguided. He should therefore remain busy in educating himself. Every experience of loneliness is secret. Those who walk in the path of the next world search for the purification of the heart and allow themselves in fiery tests. If they feel pride in their heart, they try to remove it. Even some of them carry the skin of water or bundle of fuel and necessary articles from the markets. Thereby they gain experience and their pride goes away. So the great benefit of mixing with society is that the faults of one person come out. For this reason, it has been said that the journey discloses the character and conduct of a man as it is the result of mixing in society. So what has been described above about the benefits and the harms of seclusion, it is clear that loneliness is sometimes good and sometimes bad, according to the special circumstances of each man and surroundings that he is living in. This depends on his friends and companions. A certain wise man said, to keep separate from society is a cause of enmity, and to mix with society sometimes causes company of bad people. So he who is not separate and does not also mix, rather adopts the path of loneliness in mixing with society. Adopts the path of loneliness in mixing with society. Rules and regulations of secluded living. Number one, one should intend by loneliness to save himself from the harms of men. Number two, he will seek safety from the harms of other people. Number three, he will intend to be free from the faults in fulfilling the duties towards the Muslims. He will intend to be free from the faults in fulfilling the duties towards the Muslims. Number four, he will intend to prefer loneliness for divine services. Number five, he shall engage himself in learning, in the zikr of God and other divine services. Number six, he will not allow the people to mix with him. Number seven, he will not allow others to put questions to him. Number eight, he will not ask the news of any place or any man. Number nine, he will remain satisfied with little. Number 10, he will remain patient at the harms of his neighbors if there are any. Number 11, he will be deaf in hearing the praise of others. Number 12, he shall know the merits of path of the next world. In other words, he shall follow the rules and regulations of zikr with the humility of mind. Think of the wonderful creations of God, the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon, the stars and the sovereignty of God. Think of life and death, and of the conditions of the grave after death. If you do not give up the passions and temptations of the world, your patience in secluded living will not become perfect. The heart cannot be cleansed of impurities, making short of your hopes and passions, as you have got no power to prolong your own life. Think after getting up from bed in the morning that you will not be able to reach the evening. In this way, you will be able to curtail your hopes and check your passions. Know it for certain that he who cannot earn the love of God in his mind and God's remembrance will not be able to bear loneliness after death. He who earns this attribute will be able to bear the loneliness, as death cannot destroy a place of God's love and remembrance. He will live in the midst of the mercy of God. For this reason, God has said about the martyrs, don't think that those have been killed in the way of God are dead. They are alive near their God, and they are getting provisions. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.